mechanisms of disease most of the time. In fact, there is no definition for life in medicine, believe it or not, other than some mechanistic descriptions of how life behaves. I asked one of my teachers early in medical school, is there a good definition for life? And he said, yes, it's a sexually transmitted incurable disease. So here we are. Richard has written four books. Dr. Moss has written four books. His last book that I read, that I really enjoyed very much, was called The Second Miracle. So we'll have to ask him tonight, what's the first miracle? Before we understand what the second miracle is. Dr. Moss is a lover of the infinite, and he'll talk about our relationship with the infinite, our intimacy with that which is eternal. And towards the end, we might want to ask him some questions because, you know, in a sense, we're all kind of embracing the spiritual path. We wouldn't be here. So I think we want to know what is this spiritual path and what is spirit. So I'll ask Dr. Moss to start the evening with a few comments, and then we'll just take it as it comes.
And I just want to acknowledge before I say anything more that I'm here because of Dr. Chopra's prodigious creativity and his really profound commitment to consciousness. He travels all over the world invoking spirit, seducing spirit, I think you said.
I like that word.
And that's what I do too. I seek to be of service to people who are ready to make a genuine and sincere commitment to consciousness, because I know that the instrument of the human mind, if we do not come to become intimate with it, if we do not come to be intimate with ourselves, the human mind can be the most creative or destructive force nature has ever unleashed. And we are all aware that the mind without a deep spiritual root is a very dangerous thing. The mind without the heart is a lonely thing, a frightened thing. And when we're afraid, we can be reduced to worse than animals. So what is the spiritual path? I'm going to say a little bit about my path in a moment, but I just think that the spiritual path is a process that ultimately brings us to a deep and innate sense of joy, and that takes our fears and makes them our friends. A lot of times we talk about the light and the dark, and I often feel like we have it upside down, that the dark forces are what undress us before the infinite, and therefore very frightening to our egos. And the light forces are what make us feel comfortable and safe and effective in the world, and unfortunately, often very dark for the seals and the seas and the trees. Couldn't think of anything better than if every human being tonight would wake up with a shocking nightmare, tremble in desperation, and feel like life was a precious gift that they couldn't take for granted. And that what they had to say, what you had to say, we had to say to another human being, and the choices we made in government and in business and everywhere else would be standing on a foundation of gratitude, because we trembled last night. Trembled, and when our soul was given back to us, we said, wait, I won't take it for granted anymore. No. I wish there were a gentler way, and there is. We make a sincere commitment to consciousness. We decide to become disciples of ourselves. That's the gentle way. And if we don't take that way, then suffering is our teacher. And that was my teacher. Deepak and I had a conversation, an interview for Personal Transformation magazine a few months ago.